सर्वीये मुखं करोति वाचालं संगोंग्लं हृदे गिरिजकृपास्तं वन्दे श्रीगुरुवृन्दारिणी परमानन्दमाधव ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट 16 श्री शुकोवाच एवं विरिञ्चादिभिः ईडिता तद् विज्ञाय तेषां हृदयं यथैव जगाद जिमुतगभिरया गिरा बद्धाञ्जलिं सर्वकारकान् श्रीशुकुवाच एवं विरिञ्चादिभिरीडितस्तत् एवं विरिञ्चादि विरिडितस्तत् विज्ञाय तेषां हृदयं यथैव जगादजिमुतगभिरया गिरा बद्धाञ्जलि संवृत सर्वकारकान् श्रीशुकोवाच एवं विरिञ्चादिभिरीडितस्तत् विज्ञाय तेषां हृदयं यथैव जगाद जिमुत गभिरया गिराञ्जलिं संवृत सर्वकारकान् श्रीशुकोवाच
एवं
विरिञ्चादिभिरीडितस्तत् विज्ञाय तेषां हृदयं यथैव जगाद जिमुत गभिरया गिरा
बद्धाञ्जलिं संवृत सर्व
कारकान्
कारकान्
बद्धाञ्जलिं संवृत सर्वकारकान् श्रीशुकोवाच एवं विरिञ्चादिभिरीडितस्तत् विज्ञाय तेषां हृदयं यथैव जगाद जिमुत गभिरया गिरा बद्धाञ्जलिं संवृत सर्वकारकान् वाड्मिनि শিশুকো বাচা
শিশুকো
গোস্বামী সে
এবং
দাস বিরিঞ্চাদি ভি বাই অল দ্য ডেমিগডস হেডেড বাই লর্ড ব্রহ্মা ইডিতহ বিং ওয়র্শিপড তদ বিজ্ঞায় আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং দ্য এক্সপেক্টেশন তেষাং অফ অল অফ দেম হৃদয়ম দ্য কোর অফ দ্য হার্ট যথা আজ ইব ইন্ডিড জগাদ রিপ্লাইড জিমুদ গভীরয়া লাইক দ্য সাউন্ড অফ ক্লাউডস গিরা বাই ওয়ার্ডস বদ্ধঞ্জলিন অন্টু দ্য ডেমিগডস হু স্টুড উইথ ফোল্ডেড হ্যান্ডস সমৃদ রিস্ট্রেইন সর্ব অল কারকান সেন্সেস ট্রান্সলেশন সুখদেব গোস্বামী কন্টিনিউড When the Lord was thus offered prayers by the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, he understood the purpose for which they had approached him. Therefore, in a deep voice that resembled the rumbling of clouds, the Lord replied to the demigods, who all stood there attentively with folded hands. So there is no purport, so we'll read the next chapter, next verse, text 17. এক এবশ্বরস্তস্মিন সুরকার্যে সুরেশ্বরঃ বিহর্তু কামাস্তনাঃ সমুদ্রোন্মথনাদিভিঃ ইট মিন্স অলদো দ্য সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গডহেড দ্য মাস্টার অফ দ্য ডেমিগডস ওয়াজ কেপেবল অফ পারফর্মিং দ্য অ্যাক্টিভিটিজ অফ দ্য ডেমিগডস বাই হিমসেলফ হি ওয়ান্টেড টু এনজয় পাস্ট টাইমস ইন চার্নিং দ্য ওশন দেয়ারফোর হি স্পোক অ্যাজ ফলোজ হিয়ার অলসো দ্যার ইজ মোর পারপোর্ট So read text 18, Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Hanta Brahma Naho Shambho He Deva Vasitam Shunuta Vita Sarve Sriyuvasya Jatha Suraha That means the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and other demigods, please hear me with great attention. For what I say will bring good fortune for all of you. Here also there is no purport. So text 19. Jata dana baddeite stavat sandhi vidiyatam kale nanu rite iste javadvo bhava atmanah. That means as long as you are not flourishing, you should make a truce with the demons and asuras who are now being favored by time. Here, Prabhupada Maharaj in his purport says, one word in this verse has two readings, Kalena and Kabhyena. Kalena means favored by time and Kabhyena means favored by Shukracharya. Shukracharya being the spiritual master of the Daityas, the demons and Daityas were favored by in both ways. And therefore, the demigods were advised by the Supreme Lord to execute a truce for the time being until time favored them. So, first of all, I express my thanks to the temple president for allowing me to speak something about Srimad Bhagavatam, though actually I have no contribution. Because Parama Nimas Sranam Sata, those who are very highly without any Matsara or envy, only they can release this Srimad Bhagavatam. So, though I have no qualification, by your grace, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, Srila Gurudev and Srila Gaur Nithai, I will speak something about Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this sixth chapter, the title is The Demigods and Demons. Demigods and demons declare a truce. Eighth canto, it is Manvantara. In Brahma's one day, there are 14 manus. So, this Manvantara, in every manu, there are six changes. Manu comes, his sons come, the demigods also, and they are king. That is Indra, Then there is a Saptarshi, seven sages, and there is one Manvantara avatar, one incarnation called Manvantara incarnation. In this way, there are six changes in every Manu's time. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam 8 canto especially, these Manu's, these Manvantaras are being described. So, about these 14 Manu's have been described, but Sukadeva Goswami requests, Parikit Maharaj requests Sukadeva Goswami to describe some of the Leelas, some of the pastimes in some Manvantaras in detail, and some Manvantaras, some incarnations in short. So, this is about the sixth Manvantara, that is the Manvantara prior to this Manu. Now we are under the reign of seventh Manu, that is Vaivasvat Manu. So prior to this Manu, there is a Chakyusa Manu, in which time these pastimes happened, that is Samudra Manthana, a churning of the Milka person. So Sukadeva Goswami, being asked by Parikit Maharaj to describe it in detail, that's why he describes it in chapter 5 to chapter 12, that is 8 chapters. It has been described. In details it has been described. The sixth Manu, that is Chakyusa Manu. The incarnation, another incarnation is Ajita, the Lord Ajita, who cannot be triumphed by anybody. Ajita, he is Ajita. No one can win over him. He is Ajita. The Lord is called Ajita. So, in last chapter it is described how Indradev, and Durvasa Muni, when he offered a flower garland by the grace of Gonitai, has also offered a flower garland today. So while Durvasa Muni was offering a flower garland to Indra, Indra was very much proud. He was having so much pullens in heavenly planets. So he dishonored this. He threw it on the trunk of the elephant. And the elephant, he also threw it down to the ground and just crossed it on his leg. So Durvasa was very much angry. That's why he caused Indra to be bereft of all his opulences. And this fact was known, become very much this Shukracharya, who is the spiritual master of the Daityas and Danavas, he knew this point. He is very expert, he is very knowledgeable person. That's why it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, that Kavinam Usana Kavi. Kavinam, among all the learned scholars, he is Usana, that is Shukracharya. He is an opulence of the Lord, or Vibhuti of the Lord. So Shukracharya could know that yes, this thing happened. That's why he sent his demons and the daityas to win over that heavenly planet. So the demigods, being harassed by demons and the daityas, they approached Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma saw, oh, this is the time that demons and the daityas, they will flourish. According to the mode of nature, because this material world is having modes, the reactions of these modes of nature, three modes of nature, mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. So when mode of goodness triumphs, then mode of passion and mode of ignorance become subdued. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 14th chapter. Sattva rajas tamaiti guna prakriti samabhat. Rajas tamas tavi bhava sattvam bhavati bharata, rajas sattva tamas saiva tamas sattvam rajas tatha. Sometimes this mode of goodness that triumphs, that becomes predominant, dominating the other two modes of nature, that is mode of passion and mode of ignorance. Similarly, sometimes mode of passion dominates and sometimes mode of ignorance dominates. Especially, this is the time that is called Brahma Muhurta. That is 1.5 hour before the sunrise, that is called Brahma Muhurta, because there at that time this mode of goodness is a predominant. That's why Prabhupada Maharaj has arranged that, has made arrangement that this Mangalarti will be done throughout the world, wherever you go, at 4:30 there is Mangalarti. Because that is the Brahma Murta, that is the mode of goodness as its predominance. So in that mode of goodness, Sattva Guna, in mode of goodness, we can increase in our activities in mode of goodness. So, when mood of goodness predominates, then these demigods, they become predominant. But when mode of passion or mode of ignorance dominates, then these Dhanavas and Daityas, demons and Daityas, they become predominant. So now is the time that mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance dominates, so that's why Dhanavas and Daityas, they became predominant. Now they win over demigods. So demigods become harassed. So they approached Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma saw the situation. So he thought that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead can make some solution to this problem. So they all approached Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead along with Shivaji. So Lord Brahma, Shivaji and all the chief of all the planetary systems of these higher planetary systems, they went they approached the God, approached the Supreme Lord, and they prayed the Lord in choicest prayers, and that was described in fifth chapter. So hearing their prayers, the Lord appeared. Lord is everywhere, as is stated in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samaruta mudhoyam naviyanati lokamama jamadhyam. Though the Lord is everywhere, but He is not manifested everywhere. It is only when His devotees pray Him, then He will be manifest. Otherwise, He remains unmanifested. So, the Lord manifested, and after seeing the Lord, these demigods headed by Brahma and Shivaji, they all again prayed for prayers. So, now Sukadeva Goswami says, evam virinchyadi bhi riditastat. In this way, the Lord was prayed by the demigods headed by Virinchi, means Lord Brahma, and Adibhi means there are also other demigods like Shivaji and other demigods, Indra, Varuna, Yama, etc. They all pray the Lord. In the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is 13th chapter of 12th canto, Sukadeva Goswami prays the Lord in this way. Jam Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra Maruta, Sunanti, Dibhishtabhi. Vedehi Sangapadakampun Nishadehir Gayanti Jam Syamagaha Dhyana Vastitatat Gatina Manasa Pasyanti Jam Yogina Yasyantam Na Vidhusura Suragana Devayatasmi Namah. The 12th canto, 13th chapter, text 1. Sudha Goswami, while ending Srimad Bhagavatam, also prayed the Supreme Lord in this verse. Jam Brahma Varuna Indra Maruta Indra, Maruta, Stunanti, Dibhishtavi, all the demigods headed by Brahma, Varuna is the god of water, Indra is the heavenly, the demigods is the king of the demigods, Rudra, Shivaji, Vaishnavanam, Gata, Sambhu, is chief among all the Vaishnavas. All of these demigods, they offered the Lord choicest prayers, because they know that no one can be equal to the Supreme Lord. We are all under the control of the Supreme God. Actually, we are His parts and parcels of the Lord, and we are meant to serve Him. That's why all the demigods offer very nice prayers to the Lord. Jam Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Maruta, Stunanti, Dibhi, Maruta means in God of air. They all prayed to the Lord. And Vedai Sangapada Kampanishtadai Gayanti Jang Syamagaha. Among all the Vedas, among the four Vedas, Samveda is the best. Stated in Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter. Vedanam Sang Vedasmi. So in this Samveda, there are so many prayers to the Lord. Along with the Sadangas, like Sikhya, Kalpa, Vyakarana, Jyotisa, Chanda, etc. These are the different parts of Veda. So all these Vedas with the different parts, they offer also prayer to the Lord. Vedi Sang Bhagavatam Shadai Gayanti Jang Samaga. Dhyana Vastita Tad Gatina Manasa Pasranti Jang Yogina. And the yogis, while meditating to the Lord, meditating, they meditate on the Lord, meditate upon the Lord. And they also see the Lord in their heart. There are Lord is everywhere, especially in the heart. Also, Lord is there. In everyone's heart, the Lord is there, situated in the everyone's heart. So, jasyantam namidu surasuragana devai tasmi nama, no one can find the end of the opulence of the Lord. No one can find. And one acharya, Vishnu Chakrabarti says, that Sutta Goswami, though after describing all these opulences, all these pastimes of the Lord in all these 18,000 verses, Sudha Goswami thinks that I couldn't pray the Lord, I couldn't describe the Lord in detail. That's why he offers this prayer with some sort of sorrow, Anyway, so the Lord being prayed by the demigods, evam virinchadivir iditastar. In this way, all the demigods offered their prayer to the Lord. To vigyaya tesam hrudayam yatheva. The Lord knows everyone's heart because He resides in everyone's heart. Sarvasachaham hrudisan nivishto. Lord stays in everybody's heart. One asks some question to Prabhupada Maharaj that the Lord is in everyone's heart. Yes. Nowadays the scientists are replacing the heart by pacemaker. So where particularly our soul, we ourselves, that is our soul, we are the souls. We also reside in the heart, and the Lord also resides in the heart. So one asked the question to Prabhupada Maharaj, that when the heart is changed, and pacemaker is fixed, then what happens to us? At that time, Prabhupada Maharaj was sitting in a chair, so he told that I'm sitting in this chair, if you remove this chair and place another chair, can I not move to that chair? Similarly, if the heart is changed, the soul will again take to that new heart. Soul is changing places. So the Lord is also in everyone's heart. It is stated twice in Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hrudyeshu arjuna tishtati. In Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, the Lord says, the Lord is there in everyone's heart. And also in Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, the Lord says, Sarvasacham Buddhisannivisto. I am situated in everyone's heart. Not only human beings, but also all 8,400,000 kinds of living entities. All in all their hearts the Lord resides. So, because the Lord resides in the heart, so He understands what we are thinking in our heart or what we are thinking in our mind. Everything the Lord knows. So, here it is stated, Vigyaya Tesang Hrudayam Tathiva, Tathiva. The Lord knows everything, what we are thinking. And not only that, what we are thinking, He knows, what we will also think in future also, the Lord knows this. In Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, the Lord says like that, Vedaham Samjitani, Vatnamanani Charjuna, Vavishyani Jabhutani, Mangtu Vedana Kashan. The Lord knows everything. What millions of years ago we will think, that also Lord knows. Vedaham Samadhidhan, He knows the past, He knows the present, and he also knows the future. Vedam Smrititani. Vartamanani Chartana Bhavishyani Cha Bhutani. He also knows about the future. What we will think of in our future, he also knows that. So the Lord says, Sukadeva Goswami knows these things very well. That's why he says that the Lord, Vigyaya Tesam Hudayam Gateva, they knew that yes, the demigods have come to again take their predominance, because they have been driven out by the demons and daityas from their heavenly planet. So they want their heavenly planets to be restored to them. That's why the Lord knows this point. So Jagad Jimutaka Viraya Gira, this is the tone of the Lord. This is the voice of the Lord. Jimutaka Viraya Gira, just like the rumbling of the clouds or the that is called thunder. Well, thunder is there, so it is heard everywhere. Similarly, the Lord's tone is like that, Jivunda Gabiraya Gira. Because it is just like seeing these things. Sukadeva Goswami sees these things, he hears these things, then he describes. So he heard the sound of the Lord, Jivunda Gabiraya Gira. His word is the tone of the Lord, is just like the rumbling of the cloud. So the Lord said, Badhanjali Sambhruta Sarvakaraka. These demigods headed by Brahma and Shiva, they all are in folded hands. They are praying the Lord in folded hands. And their heart is, their senses are completely under their control. In Bhagavad Gita, sixth chapter, the Lord says, when Arjuna asked the Lord, that is impossible. Chanchalangi mana krishna pramati balavad drudam. Tasyang nigrahang manne bhaivariva sudhuskaram. It is very difficult, oh my Lord, to keep our mind under control. It is as if to control the air, which is impossible. The Lord says, asansarang maha baho manadun nigrahang chalam. Abhyasanat kumteya bhairagyana chakruyate. Asanjatatmana yoga duspraapya itime mati. Vasyatmanat jatata sakka evang upayata. If we do not keep our senses under control, it is impossible that we will improve in our spiritual line, spiritual path. Asandhatmana yoga, it is impossible to get the Lord. But vasyatmana jatata, those who have kept their senses under control, then only they will be able to improve their standard in spiritual standard. Sakka eva upayata, this is the upaya, this is the process to keep our senses under control. So the demigods, they have kept their senses under control, respected. That Sambhruta Sarvakarakan, they have controlled their senses. And in this way, they are praying the Lord. So the Lord appeared before them. And on seeing the Lord, they again offered very nice prayers to them, to the Lord. Then Sukadeva Goswami says, though the Lord knows everything, and the Lord can do everything, simply he can do everything, but Sukadeva Goswami knows the heart of the Lord also. So he says that Eka Eveshwara Swastasmi, he is the Eka Ishwara, he is the Supreme Lord, no one can equal him, and what to speak of surpassing him, no one can equal him. He is Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arasa Vrutya in Chaitanya Charitamrita is stated. The only supreme controller is Krishna, and all others are his Vrutya means are his servants. Even Baladev is the first expansion of Lord Krishna, but he also serves the Lord in different ways. 10 different ways he serves the Lord. So Arasa Vrutya, all others are these. Patan Patsasan, they are also meant to serve the Lord. All others are meant to serve the Lord. All others are His servants. Jara jachche nachaya se teichche kare nutya. And the Lord, whatever He wants, He can do with everybody. Whatever, He can dance, made others dance according to His tune. Jara jachche nachaya se teichche kare nutya. So the Lord is supreme controller. He can do anything. But it's stated, Eva Ishwara does mean Surakarje Sureshwara. He is Sureshwara. He is the chief among all the demigods. He is the chief. Sureshwara. Bhagavad Gita also the Lord says like that. Aham Adhiri Devanam Maharshinam Cha Sarvasa. Nami Vidhu Suragana Prabhavam Namarsaya. Aham Adhiri Devanam Maharshinam Cha Sarvasa. Nobody can know the Lord completely. Nami Vidhu Suragana Prabhavam Namarsa. Even the sages also, the great sages also, they cannot completely know the Lord. Because he is the origin of all the demigods and all the sages. He is the origin. Aham Adhiri Devana Maharshinam Cha Sarvasa. So, he is called chief among all the demigods, Sureshwara. Devanang, it is also, Arjuna also prayed to the Lord in that way. In Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, the Arjuna prays the Lord in this way. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Sarsatam Divyam, Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum. He is Adi Deva. He is the origin of all devas. He is the chief of all the devas, all the demigods. So, Sureshwara, it is also stated in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 3rd chapter, text 28, that the Lord, the one of his aims in coming to this world, in taking incarnation, is to protect the demigods, not to protect the daityas or demons. This question was asked by Parikshit Maharaj in 7th canto, 1st chapter, 1st verse. The Lord is equal to everybody. Sama priya srut brahman bhutanam bhagavan swayam indrasyate katang daityan avadit visamagatha. When Parikshit Maharaj heard that the Lord is favoring the demigods and in killing the demons and daityas, the Parikshit Maharaj was also perplexed. How is it possible? The Lord is sama. The Lord is equal to everybody. And he is also very dear to all. And he is also very much friendly with others. Sama priya srut brahman. Bhutanam bhagavan swayam. He is equal to all. But indrasyate katam daityan avadit vitam jata. But how he is acting like an enemy to the demigod, to the demons and daityas, and is favoring the demigods. How is it possible? It was asked in the first verse of 7th canto, 1st chapter. So to answer this question, Parikshit Maharaj's question, Sukadeva Goswami narrated this incident, how in the Rajasya Yajna of Yudhishthira Maharaj, while everybody, so many kings were there present, not only kings but also sages of all the universe, all the planetary systems, they came there. And all of them saw that while Krishna was chosen as the chief among all to be offered prayers, then this, King of Chedi, that is, whose name, what is his name? The Chedi. He wanted to marry Rukmini Devi, Shishupala. His name is Shishupala. Yes. Shishupala rebuked the Lord, deprecated the Lord in so many ways. All were very much angry against the Shishupala. But the Lord just pacified all of them. So because the Lord has promised Shishupala's mother that he will tolerate up to 100 offenses. So when Shishupala crossed this limit, then all of them saw that Lord sent his disc, Sudarshana disc, and that disc, Sudarshana disc, cut off the head of Shishupala. And one light comes from his body and entered into the lotus feet of the Lord. By seeing this, Yudhishthira Maharaj was astonished, because he knew that there was a king known as Bena. He was deprecating the Lord. He was rebuking the Lord. But he went to the hellish planets. But this Shishupala, he was rebuking the Lord from his very beginning, while he was not even uttering words properly. From that time he was deprecating the Lord, rebuking the Lord. How is it that this Shishupala got salvation? Sajujya Mukti, that is salvation. Whereas this Bena, he glided down to the heavenly, to the hellish planets. How is it possible? So Narad Muni answered this question, that is in seventh canto, it is described. How this Prahlad Maharaj and this Hiranyakashipu, all these things, and pastimes of Lord Nishchanda, they were described. So, this is Lord also stated in that verse, that first canto, third chapter, text 28, that Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mudayanti Juge Juge. Ititansa Kadapansa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mudayanti Juge Juge. But describing about the incarnations of the avatars of the Lord, because this was one of the six questions raised by Sonak Rishi. So, Sutta Goswami was narrating about the pastimes of the Lord, his incarnations, etc. in first canto, third chapter. He described 22 avatars, 22 incarnations, among which 19th and 20th incarnations were Lord Balaram and Krishna. So people will think Krishna is also an incarnation. That's why, to remove that doubt, Sutta Goswami stated this in first canto, third chapter, text 28, that eti chansa kalapunsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. All these incarnations are the expansions of the expansions of the expansions of the Lord. But Krishna is the Supreme Lord. That's why our organization is called Krishna Consciousness. You might be knowing. In the beginning of 1966, while this society was being formed, what would be the name given to this society? Prabhupada's disciples were suggesting so many things. But Prabhupada gave this name, that is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Some of the disciples, they say that if we say it Krishna, then people in Western countries, they will think that Krishna is this Hindu God. In dictionary, the word Krishna is used, Krishna is described as Hindu God in dictionary. So, the Lord, Prabhupada Maharaj says, yes, if we say, change it to God consciousness or some other consciousness, people will have different ideas, vague ideas about Lord, about God. They will have vague ideas. But Krishna, when it is stated, Krishna means He is God, Supreme God. Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. So, in this way, so He is the Supreme God, Eka Eva Ishwara Tasmin. Surakarthi Sureshwara, He is the chief among all the demigods. And He can do anything. Immediately He can solve their problems. But the Lord wanted that Bihartu Kaman Tana. He wanted to have some pastimes. That is Lila. So that His devotees will remember that, will chant these pastimes of the Lord. And they will feel happy, they will be very much delighted in describing the Lord, in hearing about the Lord, remembering about the pastimes of the Lord. This is Bihartu Kaman. The Lord has no desire, but still then He desires to play. That is His pastimes, that is His pastime, that is His lila, that is His pastime. He wanted to play with these demons and demigods. So Bihartu Kaman Tanaho. So, for that reason, the Lord said to them, to the demigods present there, that Samudra Manthana Devi, He will speak how to make a truce with the demons and to charm the milk of ocean. This way, the Lord will say. So, in the text 18, it is stated, Bhagavan says, Hanta Brahman Naho Sambho ओ ब्रह्मा आई नो एवरीथिंग ओ शिव आई नो एवरीथिंग सो फ्रॉम दिस यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट एक्चुअली द लॉर्ड इज सुप्रीम नो वन कैन इक्वल हिम यू माइट बी नोइंग देयर वाज अ मीटिंग ऑफ ऑल द सेजेस they have asked for a meeting to decide who should be the chief, who is the chief among all the demigods, who is the chief. That is described in 10th canto, 88 or like towards the last part of 10th canto. Who is the chief of all the demigods? So, Bhrigumuni was selected to test who is actually the supreme god. And among the all the demigods, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they are the three chief persons. So, Bhrigumuni went, I will just speak it very briefly, the time is there. So, Bhrigumuni went, he went first to Lord Brahma, he is his father. So, he didn't offer any obeisances to him, didn't offer pranam. So, Brahma became angry. So, Bhrigu understood, yes, my father, he is in mode of passion, that's why he becomes angry. So, how can he be cheap? Then he went to test Shivaji. Shivaji is like brother. So, when Shiva saw that Bhrigu is coming, so he went, he ran to embrace him, to welcome him. But Bhrigumuni, a little higher test. So he said very reproaching, very rebuking words. Oh, you don't touch me. You are not clean. I am clean Brahmin. You are residing in crematory places like that. You are only that. Snakes, etc., all these are in your head, in your body. You don't touch me in this way, while he said. Shivaji became also angry. So, Shivaji started to kill Bhrigu with his trident. So, somehow or other, Bhrigumuni, Parvati Devi, just pacified Shiva. So, Bhrigumuni got life, otherwise he would have been killed. Then, when he went to the Vaikuntha planet, the Lord of the Lord Vishnu, he was sleeping in that milk ocean, and he is sleeping and serpent's bed, and Lakshmi Devi was serving his feet, and Bhrigumuni, this time he raised the standard of the test to very higher, the higher position. So he kicked the Lord in his chest while he was sleeping. So the Lord, he was not angry. Rather, he woke up along with Lakshmi Devi, and they offered excuses, beg excuse that they didn't know that Bhrigu is coming. Otherwise, they would have welcomed him. In this way, they were and sitting him in a chair in a chayasan, and they were serving his feet like that. They are not angry, Bhishma was not angry. So, Bhrigu was crying, Bhrigumuni was crying, that I kicked the Lord in his chest. He is still here, that sign is still there, that is called Srivatsa Chena. That is the specification of Lord Vishnu. In his chest, there is sign of this Brahmana's feet. That is called Shivatsa. So, when he came to the meeting, so he declared that Vishnu is chief of all the demigods. No one can equal him, Vishnu. That's why he stated that Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatei Samatya Neva Vikhyate Sa Pasandi Bhavadruvam. Even Brahma and Shiva cannot be equal to Vishnu. That is also our second offense in chanting the name of the Lord. Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva, they cannot be equal to the name of the Lord. So anyway, here it is stated that Hanta Brahma. So he addresses Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Hanta Brahman, O Sambho, He Deva, Mama Bhashitam. You just listen it carefully with attention. That Sunuta Bahita Sarve, Sriyova Sayat Tatha Sura. How you will get your Sriya? Sriya means good fortune. How you will get good fortune, I will tell you. Because they were praying the Lord to give them mantra, to give them suggestion, to give them advice. So the Lord says, yes, I will give you advice. That jata dhanavate in deitein, deitei stavat sandhi vidhiyata. You make a truce with the demons and daityas. Kalina anugrita, because this time is favorable for them. So you have to wait. So here Prabhupada says, Kala and Kavya. Some say it is Kavyena. Kavyena means Kavya is called, this Shukracharya is called Kavya. Because Shukracharya is favoring these demons and daityas, that's why they are in a higher position. They are, you cannot defeat them. So you make a truce with them. Kalena anu grahita, stay javadvo bhava atmana. So you have to wait for the time. So in this way, I will also, with the time, I will also conclude my speech. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Srila Gurudev ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavanda ki, Rai Gaur Pramanandi.
Yes.